there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Pop it in the Who Was Right Last Night courtroom this morning. We have Jeremy. And Jeremy, I think you're in a little bit of hot water with your girlfriend, Kate.
Yes. We had kind of a disagreement recently.
And this is all over a receipt to a meal.
What?
Yes. Back in January, I happened to go to Buckhead and have some lunch and got a receipt for it and completely forgot about it. So this last week, my girlfriend, Kate, found the receipt and brought it to me. And she said, you know, like, what is this all about? I don't remember us going to this restaurant. And I told her, you know, that we didn't. I actually met up with a childhood friend of mine at this restaurant and just completely forgot to mention it because it was not important. So because I didn't mention it, and it's been since January, all of a sudden Kate thinks whatever she thinks, and we had a huge fight about it.
And this childhood friend, male, female?
It's a female, but again, it's a childhood friend. Like, we've just been friends ever since second grade, and she's just a friend.
Dude, who keeps the receipt? Why do you still have that sucker?
What are you doing with it?
I just put it in my pocket, and then later, you know, was emptying my pockets and just forgot to throw it out. It's just innocent clutter. It's like pocket lint at this point.
That's funny. Well, clearly, you weren't trying to hide it, or you wouldn't have a receipt. Why is she going through your stuff?
Apparently, she just doesn't trust me, and I don't know where that comes from.
So wait, when you say you just took the receipt out of your pocket and put it down, where did you put it? Were you intending to save it?
Okay, here's the thing. I took it out of my pocket and put it down on the shelf in the bathroom. Like, I was getting ready to take a shower. You know, you just take everything out of your pockets, you know.
It just happened to sit there for a while, and she just recently found it.
Yep, like last week.
Why wouldn't you tell her that you were going? Like, because I'm sure you guys communicate every day.
Yeah, I mean, we do communicate. It's like, I wouldn't say that I was intentionally trying to hide it, but it just never came up in conversation.
And this was a lunch, not a dinner.
Exactly. It was a lunch. It was just a reconnection of just like, hey, kind of thing. Just wanted to check in. And that was it.
Does the childhood friend have a spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend?
No.
They're single. Have you ever had any kind of attraction towards this person?
No. Like I said, we met in second grade and, you know, we've been really, really close friends. This friend is the person I go to if I have problems in my life, not just relationship, but like anything. You know, if anything's bothering me, that's a friend that I can call up and we can talk and chat and I'll feel better afterwards, you know. Very supportive friend.
Your girlfriend probably doesn't like that either.
She doesn't like being not that person. And also, one more question I have for you, Jeremy. Was Kate aware of this person before she found this receipt?
Oh, good question.
Kate was aware, but we have had conversations because, you know, Kate is a little bit jealous of this person because of how close we are. And there's no sense of like me trying to reassure Kate. You know, I keep telling her it's just a friend. It's just a friend. It's just a friend.
Is that why you didn't tell her?
Well,
and you knew it would cause a problem?
Maybe subconsciously, but again, it was just a quick little lunch. I didn't know that I had to disclose all of my lunch meetings.
All right. Wow. All right. So I'm sitting here thinking, who am I going to side with on this? Statman's still out on spring break. So Do you have a closing statement before we go to juror member number one here?
Well, I thought it was really weird that Kate was going through my stuff and was able to find a receipt and just kind of run with it. So,
do you guys live together?
No, not yet. Well, now, we were talking about it.
All right. So that's something I was going to ask, because the fact that she doesn't live there full time now answers my question, how a receipt stayed on a shelf in your bathroom for 3 months just sitting there.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to go through your stuff to see a receipt on a shelf. If she used the bathroom and it's on the shelf, yeah, she picked it up, but...
Okay, well, Ashley, go ahead. Juror member number one. This one's tough.
I'd kill you. I would. I'd feel hurt because I want to know what you're doing. And if I'm already jealous of this person and you know that and you go behind my back to go out to eat with them knowing damn well that you didn't tell me, I would have my feelings hurt. So I'm on Kate's side.
Gosh, I want to stick with the bro here, man. I'm trying. Jeremy, I am trying,
man.
You
didn't even say anything back to my response.
Yeah, you actually got ghosted on a Who Was Right last night here. You know, I feel like you should have said something to her. I mean,
even if she's going to get mad, I mean, not telling her is sneaky.
Well, I just feel like the reason that she's upset is because you didn't tell her and she found the receipt. And then she looks at it and thinks, oh, my gosh, well, then why is he trying to hide this from me?
Yeah, it makes it worse.
I don't know. That's where I'm at. But you know what? There's still a whole lot more jurors to come through here at 749-B105 and also through the app. So, Jeremy, hang in there. Is everything okay with this now?
I mean, we're kind of at a gray area. So, I mean, it's as okay as it's going to be for right now.
Well, maybe some of our listeners can help. Or, I mean, if you want to avoid it, A, don't go, but B, dude, if you're going to do that, throw away the receipt. Come on.
Be better at it is what Ashley's saying. All right. Jeremy, let's see, man, and good luck with this, okay?
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Five, the Big Dave Show. Who was right last night? Exploding the phone lines and the B105 app. We heard from Jeremy, who a few months ago went to Buckhead over in Newport with his childhood friend, a female. And he said that's his go-to to talk to and catch up with, whatever. Left the receipt laying in his bathroom on a shelf for like 2 months. And his current girlfriend, Kate, found it. And she was like, what was this lunch all about? Who did you go with? And he told her
that it was a childhood friend.
Yeah. And she's not very happy about it, as you would think she wouldn't be. So 749-B105, Jeremy or Kate, where are you at? Lisa, you say you're a big team Kate here.
Absolutely. Well, he's acting like a victim. First of all, if it was no big deal, it was a casual conversation he forgot to have, then it wouldn't have been a big deal to have the conversation. I've been in these positions, and that's why I'm single to this day, because it ended up not being not a big deal.
Oh, wow. Good point there, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes.
Christina from Franklin is also Kate. Back it up.
Hi. I'm on Kate's side because mostly he's already hiding his relationship, whether it's a friend relationship or not. He's hiding his relationship from his girlfriend, which is only going to make her trust issues go even worse now.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He's kind of screwed on this one.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Lisa's weighed in on the B105 app. I had a really good friend that was a guy, and I had all kinds of boyfriends break up with me and get jealous of our friendship. So she's on Jeremy's team.
Okay, and looking at Catherine, she makes a good point through the app. At least it wasn't a hotel receipt. I'm on her side, though. Oh. I still don't believe he forgot, quotes, to tell her.
Right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So who was right last night? Jeremy's girlfriend, Kate, found a receipt. He went out to dinner with another woman in January. His childhood friend never told her about it. It's a big problem. And we're still trying to find somebody that supports Jeremy on this. Nancy, what do you say?
I'm on Team Kate's side. My whole thing is if he wasn't hiding this relationship, he could have openly invited his girlfriend to go along.
Mm-hmm.
That would have helped her possibly trust him more. You know, that's where I have issues. You know, if you're not telling me about it, you're hiding something.
She might think, oh, you guys were talking about me at this lunch. If she's your go-to,
Well, you know, what faults do I have that you don't want to address to me personally, that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, just invite the girlfriend along, even if she can't go or doesn't want to go, at least you've put that out there and she's going to trust you a little more.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nancy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hi, B105, are you siding with Jeremy on this?
Absolutely not.
Okay, what's your name?
Krista, I got to know, though, was the receipt, did he pay for her or was the receipt just for herself? Because I feel like that...
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just, I assumed it was, he paid, picked up the bill.
Jeez.
Yeah, because.
Even weirder. Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Very strange. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Hey, B105, are you on Team Jeremy here?
No, Team Kate all the way.
Oh, wow. We're not going to find one, Ashley. I don't think. And why is that?
One, because he hid it from her. Mm-hmm. And he said that he forgot to tell her, but he didn't forget the date to meet the friend. And second, why are you going to get food without your girl? I'd be mad. My husband would never.
Exactly. I would be mad, too. I'm with you.
All right. Well, Jeremy, you're in a lot of trouble, brother. I don't think anybody's siding with you today, but thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Patty's online, too, and she's actually on Jeremy's side.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me get her. Patty, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So you're Team Jeremy, and tell us why.
Well, because for number one, the girl doesn't live with him. They're not married. And he should be able to talk to whomever he wants to. And she shouldn't have been so nosy and going through stuff in his bathroom for number one.
Or maybe she was going in there for number two. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I couldn't resist myself. Sorry.
That's okay. We know how you are. But anyway, you know, she shouldn't have been nosy. And if she knew about the girl to begin with and whatever, you know, she's just acting real mature, unmature over it.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, boy, everybody fired up about that one this morning. And, you know, you don't be a Jeremy, I guess, is the lesson we learned from that. It's
more of the Big Dave Podcast.
Sweet and spicy truth game. We're down a stat today. He's still on spring break, but the large one, Grover Collins, joins us as always.
Hello.
And I had an idea this week when Ellie De La Cruz hit that inside the park home run and he slid across the plate and just the absolute joy on his face when he did that. You know, it's got to be like the greatest moment ever to do that. It got me to thinking, we all played sports in high school and we all have to have a memory like that where something happened where you're just like, bam, that was amazing.
Grover, you played sports?
I did.
Grover was a catcher.
I was a catcher in baseball all-star team 2 years in a row.
Look at that.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yep. I took him for more of like the receiver type.
Well, there he could have played football.
I was an end in football.
You didn't get the joke.
I got the joke. It just wasn't funny.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And it didn't
come
have anything
on.
To do with baseball.
Baseball, baseball.
Well, I did play.
Am
I going first? I guess I'm going first.
I guess, Grover, you go first, yeah.
So when I was young, my mom remarried, and she moved us. They moved us down south. Stepdad got his PhD in Auburn. And while I was there is when I started playing baseball and football, but I like baseball better. And the only reason I became a catcher is because no one really wanted to do it.
Yeah, it's a tough job.
And I liked the fact that I was going to be on every play.
Mm-hmm.
And I could take a foul tip. It didn't bother me. Like, I'd stay in front of the ball.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, being crouched down like that?
I loved it. I loved it.
Do you think it affects your knees now? Or?
Well, it's funny you say that, and I'll get to my story in a second. I do have catcher's knees, and if anyone's a catcher, they know you got these two extra humps because I'm crouching as I'm also growing and developing. Grover, but I don't have as bad as I would have if I would have continued through high school. Once I got into radio when I was 15, 16 years old, sports was done.
Right.
So, over. Anyway.
This was your passion.
So I would say my best memory of all of that was on one of the years I was on the All-Star team. We made it to the last game before we were going to go to state and lost, which is okay because my memories of that were the play elevated even at 12, 13 years old to a level that I still remember. Like, damn, we were good. It's like we're just all firing. We had a great coach. Coach Robinson, yeah, and we just all did that whole sort of synchronization, you know,
yeah,
all the chemistry,
yeah,
that's real. I mean, it's a real thing, even as a little kid, and I love it when that happens.
It's Cool.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's my story.
All right. So for me, I was playing soccer, and this is like when soccer really started just to kind of take off in America. So they started forming leagues and everything. And I was a kid and I played soccer and I was the goalie.
Yes.
That's what I did. I was the goalie and I was really good at it.
Tough job again.
Because I was lanky and I could really cover and I could kick the heck out of the ball. Like when you caught it and you got to like punt it away or whatever.
Right.
I put it way down the field. So everybody's like, well, you played soccer. I did it for like 4 years. And they're like, how many goals do you score? I scored one, but wow. I wasn't. And I'll never forget it because it was the only chance I ever got to score a goal because I was the goalie. So we were beating some team really bad, and they put in the second string goalie and said, Dave, you just go in and be a striker or whatever.
Yeah.
And a forward, whatever. So I'm going down the field, and all of a sudden somebody kicks me the ball, and I'm like face to face with the goalie, and I'm like, this is my shot. And I kicked it. And I, to this day, I watch it. It goes right through his legs, right between his legs, and it scores a goal. And
goal!
I will never forget. I think I was in eighth grade, and I will never forget
never
that.
Never forget it.
A great memory.
That feeling, yeah. So my one soccer goal in my four-year career was that.
I love it. Yeah. And then mine is, I played softball when I was little, and I believe we were in a tournament. I was up to bat. The game was on the line.
Oh, boy.
I hit the ball, and it hits, like, so far up on my bat. So normally, you know, they go to left field.
Yeah.
It's like normal if you're right-handed. But the way that I hit this ball, it went past first base. The girl in right field completely missed it. And we were able to get some runs in and score. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we won the tournament. And I'll never forget it because my little medal that I got, you've heard of like the shot heard round the world or whatever. Uh-huh. Mine said hit heard round the world. I wonder if I still have that. And I mean,
that hit won the tournament.
Won the tournament.
There you go.
It was insane.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And like my coach, I'm still friends with her and, you know, her daughter, and she brings it up from time to time. Yeah.
You're a legend.
Yes. Out there and
there
wherever.
There you go. Yeah. Game winning hit.
I love that.
Game winning hit.
To right field.
Nowadays, I just play left out. I'm like, I don't want to run. I don't want to do anything.
Or fear of missing out.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love it. We were working with Ashley De La Cruz.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
6:32.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
Well, she is one of our favorites to deliver the dad joke. It's been a while since we've heard from her. It's Olivia, a sophomore, right, at Claremont Northeastern?
A freshman.
Oh, my.
Well, my God, Dave.
You're going to be a sophomore soon, girl. School's wrapping up.
Yep.
Well, let's get that dad joke. Come on.
What is a pig's favorite app?
I don't know. What is a pig's favorite app?
Instaham.
You made that one up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you get an extra for that because that's really good. Okay. You brought us the bacon this morning, Olivia. Hey. Way to go.
Have a good day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming from one of America's best-selling authors, a true legend, James Patterson. You know, he's had so many big books and they've been turned into movies, a lot of them. Along Came a Spider, Behind Enemy Lines. Well, now James Patterson is doing something wonderful for booksellers and librarians. He is giving out bonuses to people that work in libraries and bookstores totaling $300,000.
Wow. Wow.
$300,000. It's a tradition he started back in 2015. He's given out $500 bonuses to 501 independent booksellers, as well as 250 librarians across the country. He says they play a crucial role in society, are beginning to get overlooked, and they should not be right now.
Really generous.
He said his admiration for booksellers and librarians is huge. He calls them heroes, says their work is essential, especially in today's world, and he wants to shine a light on their often overlooked contribution and is pleased to support them with financial aid. So basically, you know, $300,000, $500 at a time going out to people
crazy.
Who probably don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And this will go a long way. And it's nice to get a nod from an American legend, author James Patterson.
So cool.
Dude, step up. I love it. James Patterson, thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast. Did he drink too much? And like a drunken country star. Threw a chair off the bar.
B105, the Big Dave Show. That's my stupid parody I did the other day. It's you can see it over on our B105 Cincinnati YouTube, the whole song, if you want to. Talking about Eric Church's place, Chiefs, down in Nashville, just opened. And Sunday night it was?
Sunday night.
Morgan Wallen threw a chair off the six-story bar
rooftop.
From the rooftop there, the barbecue joint up there. And it just keeps growing, but still, I'm really having a hard time believing this, that we're now 5 days away from it, 6 days, actually, and Morgan Wallen, not a peep out of him yet.
Not yet. I don't know. It's strategy. Somebody's telling him to hold off.
I guess.
I mean, it's not that he's just, like, ignoring it.
Now, the other day, Morgan or Eric Church's place there on the marquee out front, because, like I said, it's a barbecue joint. They said, welcome to Chiefs, where our pigs fly, but chairs don't.
Yes.
On the marquee. So they're having a little fun with it.
Think about all the publicity that the bar is getting because of this. Not that it needed it.
Absolutely.
But now people are flocking to the Chiefs bar specifically to see the chair.
Now, is it on display there? I mean,
we're going to have to go and find out.
It feels like it would be in a police evidence room right now because it landed right next to some Metro police officers in Nashville.
It did. And somebody happened to snap a picture of one of those cops carrying the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it looks like he carried it back into the bar.
Oh, really?
I believe it is there. And of course, somebody made an Instagram Morgan Wallen's chair. And that's the picture of the cop holding the chair. And I just think it's funny because if I was there at Eric Church's bar, I'd want to see it.
Yeah, I just went to it. All right. Morgan Wallen chair. All right.
My fault.
That's all right. And it's got one picture, and it's the Metro police officer there laughing as he carries the chair. And I see some damage. Like, one of the legs is bent a little bit. Both the two on the right side are bent a little bit.
I just thought of an idea.
What?
I know what my Halloween costume is going to be.
What?
I'm going to be the chair.
Well, won't that be a little played out by
then,
though? I'll
have to find a Morgan Wallen.
I mean,
maybe him himself. It's a great costume. Everybody will get it.
So you get a guy that looks like Morgan Wallen and he goes around throwing you off the roof all night? Is that what you want?
You better be strong.
That's
you're able to pick me up.
I need to repost my threw a chair off the bar song and tag Morgan Wallen chair in it on Instagram.
You better get on it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So O.J. Simpson yesterday passing away at the age of 76 from cancer. And wow, the news stories this morning are just starting to flood back, and Grover Collins joins us now, and it really brings back a lot of memories to 1995 when that trial was going on. And Grover, I don't know if I remembered it being this long, but I looked it up this morning. It started in January of 95, and the verdict was in October, early October of that year. It went on 9-10 months there.
I haven't thought about this in so long, and now all of a sudden it's just, you know, being forced down my throat, and I'm like having all these flashbacks of mm-hmm. where I was and what radio station I worked at and when the Bronco chase, what I was doing. It's so weird.
It is crazy. All of this comes back because actually you were three
That's
ahead.
That's okay. I was three.
Yeah.
But I did watch 30 for 30. I always grew up hearing about it and hearing about the glove and whatever. And then a couple years ago, I watched that O.J. Simpson versus the people or whatever.
The people, yeah, on FX, yeah.
Yes, but it made me wonder, because, like, you know, you guys, like, lived it. Do you think he did it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, at the, I will say this. I struggled as at first when this happened, and then they started to point the finger at him, and I was like, he couldn't have, because he was like a hero to me as a kid. He was the juice. He was OJ. I watched him every Sunday play football, and I saw him in TV commercials and in Naked Gun movies, and I was like, no,
I think for people of a certain age, it's hard for them to wrap their mind around how big of a star OJ was in our childhoods, and it was massive.
Can you compare him to somebody today?
No, but you could compare people to him today.
Well, I would say he's like a LeBron James. Yeah. I mean, he was huge.
He was the first.
He was everywhere. Commercials, movies,
cereal boxes.
He transcended sports and went in and made the leap from that to commercials to every movies. He was everywhere. So, yeah, I mean, he was huge.
What was his character like? Like, was he a nice person, or was he kind of
He murdered two people, so I'd say no.
His public persona was that of a great guy. I mean, he was the All-American hero, the guy that won the Heisman Trophy and broke the NFL rushing record for single yards in a season. I mean, he did all this stuff. It was amazing.
Now, when this happened, you were dating Holly or married to her?
I met her a year after the verdict, and we were still talking about it. So while we were dating, getting to know each other, that was like part of your conversation. Like, do you think OJ did it? And at the time, she said no. She thought he was innocent. And it was a little point of contention because I'm like, you're kidding me. You got to be kidding me. He absolutely murdered those two people. Now she's finally come around. But
I mean, actually, you don't understand. This was a soap opera that played out before our very eyes. So much a soap opera that while this trial was being broadcast on TV, every day, the networks did not run their afternoon soap operas. They ran the trial.
They didn't run their commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
So much bigger than like the Johnny Depp that we all
watched. Oh, bigger.
It dwarfed it.
So I would say the O.J. Simpson trial was the beginning of what we now know as the 24-hour news cycle. Mm-hmm. Fox News, CNN. I mean, it was nonstop.
Yes. And it also, some people say, helped get reality TV started because it became reality TV in front of us. And then it spawned basically the Kardashians because their father, Robert, was his best friend and attorney.
Well, I think Kim may have made a video of some sort.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So there you go. The juice.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Boy, something very cool coming to town tomorrow night if you're a fan of professional wrestling. And come on, who isn't? It is the AEW All Elite Wrestling. It is the Battle of the Belts, and it's happening tomorrow night on the campus of NKU at the Truist Arena. Big star power going to be there. In fact, one of them is joining us right now. Thunder Rosa is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, I don't know. Am I supposed to, when we get informal, just call you Thunder? Or how does that work?
People call me Thunder. People call me Rosa. People call me all kinds of names that I can name here on the radio. But, you know. You can call me, I guess you can call me Thunder.
Just don't call you late for dinner, right?
That too.
Absolutely. Well,
Thunder, are you hyped to do this at Truist this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very, very hyped. I'm actually very excited to be here. One, because I love baseball, and I might be able to see the Reds tomorrow. So
The Reds, they're not in town. They're in Chicago.
No, they're supposed to be today, no?
No. Somebody gave you wrong information, and I think you should take it out on that person right now, live on
B105. Now I'm mad.
I know, and that's probably a good thing if you get mad, because what you do, I'm going to guess, it takes a lot of energy. How do you train for something like this?
There's a lot of mental training more than physical training, I feel, at this point in my career.
What do you mean?
I personally have to get in a mental state in where before I get out of the ring, I say these three things. I'm excellent. I'm going to kick ass. I am the best. I'm excellent. I'm going to kick ass. And I am the best. Literally before I get out of the ring every day.
That's a good mantra to have going into anything.
I love it.
It's like fighting. I used to do MMA before. Oof. And when you come with a mentality and where you're just there to survive, that's what you're going to do. You're just going to survive. But if you train to win, and also you train in your mind that you are going to win and you visualize it, that's what usually happens. So I take it the same way when I'm in the ring.
That's huge. And obviously mental game is important and physical. I'm on your Instagram page here right now looking at your makeup, okay? Thunder Rosa 22.
Mm-hmm.
So is this like the Day of the Dead look?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, have you've like perfected that? Do you do your own makeup?
When I have to, yes. But if I don't, I have the beautiful people from makeup doing my makeup. I have different artists. And depending on the day, that's where we like play around with things.
Yeah.
So this last Wednesday, it was really cool. It's been really cool the last couple of weeks. I'm not going to lie. I love my makeup artist. Gypsy and Selena have helped me tremendously. So shout out to them. They make me look like $1 million.
You well, do look wonderful. Like $1 million and yeah. you stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be different, right? For people to remember sometimes.
So and, let me ask you this. Yeah. So just like back in the 70s, you know, when nobody knew what Kiss looked like without their makeup, when you're out and about without the makeup on, do you get recognized?
I do. I mean, the people are super hardcore fans of Thunder Rosa. They do recognize me, or they usually give me this like weird look, and I know they know who I am.
Yeah.
In San Antonio, in my gym that I work at, multiple people have come to me and they look at me kind of crazy. Like,
we know her. She's famous.
Yeah. Oh, well, Thunder Rosa, thanks for taking time out. Sorry the Reds aren't in town for you this weekend. Please get a video of you taking it out on the person that told you they were.
I will. Definitely, I will.
All right. Thank you, girl, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, and tickets still available. Truist Arena, AEW Wrestling, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Get out there and have a slamming good time.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And around this time every day, we like to get a new member enshrined. And today it's Angie Rubenstahl from here in Cincinnati. Hi, Angie.
Hey.
So, Angie, you work at the U-Haul there in Sharonville. So you're just out leasing trucks and trailers and everything else?
Yeah, we rent them out, hook them up, all that.
Do you ever have to hook them up yourself?
Yep, every time.
I like that. All right, so I know you're a little bit nervous here today, and we brought in Grover Collins, the large one here, our program director, midday host, because I was reading through her entry, Grover, and I can't believe what I'm about to read to you. Angie says, I am OCD, especially with numbers like my volume, TV, thermostat, etc. It has to be on an even number. And we found this out about Grover last week.
Hey, Angie, mine specifically is the number 4, which, by the way, when we talked about it on the radio, I got multiple emails from people that are identical to me with the number 4.
Wow.
So my volume, my thermostat has to be on a number divisible by 4, if at all possible.
Mind you, it has to be an even number.
I'm with you on that. That's my fallback if it can't be on a number divisible by 4 because it's just too loud or too soft. It has to be on the next even number. Never, ever, Angie, on an odd number.
Never.
That's my girl.
Angie, what do you have against odd numbers?
Nothing. It's just, I don't know.
They're just wrong.
I've always been that way. Yeah, they're just wrong.
You two are cut from the same cloth over here. I love it.
I know. My mom's favorite number is 3, and boy, you should see us go round and round at Christmas.
That's great. Well, Angie, see, you're not alone, so there's no reason to be nervous. You and Grover can get together sometime in the country club and discuss even numbers now.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you're going to get your jersey, and now the only thing left to do is to play the next song on B105 for you. What's it going to be?
Pretty Little Poison.
Oh, little Warren Zeiders. Okay.
There you go. A new song for Angie.
Yeah, but I have to say that is his first song, and that's an odd number.
But, Angie, that doesn't bother us, right, because that is beyond our control.
Angie, welcome to the club.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.